At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you do if your broad gets too shit-faced at the Super Bowl party?
Push her outside into the snow.
What do you do if some dickhead walks in front of the TV in a crucial moment?
Fire a football off their head. Be a man.
Not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Fucking Super Bowl's coming. The fucking Super Bowl, big be a man holiday.
Remember last year? That fucking was unbelievable, that
yeah,
game.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
I don't like the fucking 12-hour fucking game, though. All yeah, the bullshit.
And
fucking
like,
halftime.
The timing of it, too. What does it start at, like 6:30 or something like that
yeah.
on a Sunday? Like, if it's Super Bowl Sunday, shouldn't it be a fucking, like, 4 o'clock game at the fucking, at the latest?
It's a special day for me. You know, I think part of it is because my uncle, who was a big bookie in Eastie, he used to, you know, was a bookie, so he should take a lot of action, but he was into football. He loved the Packers. So when I grew up, he had me sit with him watching the game in the living room, watching the Super Bowl.
That was great.
The first Super Bowl I can remember.
Me too.
I was a little dude.
Super Bowl I?
Yeah, like 67.
I was glued because I was 12 years old in 67, right?
Oh, shit.
Fucking Lombardi on the sideline with a nice fucking camel hair coat, fucking suit, nice,
fucking
beautiful.
Fedora.
Fucking wrapped up, 4:30, the fucking game's over.
That's it.
No bullshit. No fucking Dr. Dre and fucking the fucking halftime bullshit. Come on, the commercials.
Black and white TV.
Yeah. Did you like the commercials? All that stuff. Fuck the commercials.
There's a huge chunk of the population that watches the Super Bowl for the commercials.
That's one good thing if you get broads involved, so make them interested.
Yeah, but I don't think broad should be involved in the Super Bowl in any way, shape, or form.
They're just up for a party. Just like to be around at parties. Right. Nice to look at tits, you know? I mean,
well, you know.
It's nice to see some tits walking around.
Yeah, but then they show up. Say they have a Super Bowl party. They come with the fucking jerseys on, the couple with their stupid tray of dumb food they brought over. Hey, how you doing? Put your fucking coat on the bed. Come on in.
I don't fucking, if I go to a Super Bowl party and people I don't know, bring food over. I don't touch it.
No.
Oh, because, yeah, most Super Bowl parties turn into, like, a potluck situation.
Fucking other people's dirt.
I like to watch a game in quiet misery by myself if I'm going to watch it. I don't go for the sound being turned down or excessive loudness in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, again, I'm not quite like this anymore with my love of sports, but when I do watch it, I must have fucking solitude and quiet.
Yeah.
No one fucking yelling and screaming.
Oh, I went to a party one year, but they didn't have the volume on the TV.
Oh, I don't like that. Really?
It was just like party atmosphere, like music playing.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't want to watch the fucking Super Bowl with Return of the Mac playing. Like, I want to hear what's going on.
It's like an afterthought. The game was like an afterthought.
Yeah,
right?
People do that. You notice that?
Yeah. It used to be like we used to go down to the Italian club like early in the morning. And we'd have a big card game. That's like a tradition.
Yeah.
It'd be like, 100 people now. It'd be nuts. It's kind of waned throughout the years. But that was always fun. And then the last 20, since Super Bowl 99, I always watch at my buddy's house. He's got the log cabin.
Oh, that's
great,
nice.
Yeah, great spot up there. So he had huge parties, too,
just
all the time.
Just the toys?
No. It's usually a handful of people now. But it used to be like 100 people.
Yeah.
I've seen, the Patriots win all 6 Super Bowls there.
Fucking Super Bowl. Yeah. You don't go to the fucking parade, I hope, do you?
Never.
No. The last parade I went to was the fucking Bruins when fucking Derek Sanderson was riding that fucking open fucking convertible Cadillac. He signed my hand, Turk. Any man, grown man that goes to a pro parade should be fucking bludgeoned.
Unless you have kids, I think maybe kind of cool. But if you're bumping out of work to fucking goddamn fucking thing, you're a loser.
Maybe we'd go to get footage.
Yeah, but we have a purpose for being there.
Yeah, we have a purpose,
there.
But yeah, I know.
I'm too worried about having to take a shit or a piss. I see the throngs of the people on the street all lined up. I'm going, I'd have a panic attack in that crowd. Sam, I have to take a dump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's never anywhere to go.
I would just fucking piss right in the fucking ground.
Fuck.
Shitting would be different.
So how about the people coming over to your fucking, this is the old days, it doesn't happen anymore, but they show up with their fucking food. What are you going to bring? I'm going to make my famous fucking...
Yeah, I mean, I'll get something from Market Basket and bring it over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Would you consider Super Bowl Sunday a men's holiday being
in? It should be. Now they're doing it, doing it like the day before President's Day this year?
Yep.
Because there's always talk about them doing that, which makes sense.
Wow, Jesus, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a holiday. Let's face it. They've turned it into a fucking holiday.
Because usually the latest would be like February 2nd, 3rd, or 4th or something. So they staggered it.
Yeah.
They made it later. Well, it makes sense.
Because, I mean, Easter, sucks for other reasons, but just the Sunday holidays in general.
Right. Yeah.
Especially because... What is the Super Bowl Sunday? It's a day to fucking eat all fucking day, drink all fucking day, and fucking watch TV, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Right. How about you're all full of anticipation for the game? You've drunk and eat so much. Game starts, you go, fuck this. And you change your channel and watch an old movie. You go, I fucking burnt myself out too early.
I'm going to be blowing loads all weekend, so I won't have time.
How about the fucking husband and wife that show up with the matching fucking jerseys of some fucking player with the fucking name on the back
of
the
shirt? You know what the guy should do? He should go in the bathroom and fucking punch himself in the face.
I mean, seriously, with the fucking scarf around their neck and the fucking Gronkowski sweater on.
Are the jerseys personalized?
Oh,
if
it has your own last name on it.
It says it says like Mr. Johnson and Mrs. Johnson.
So
the
cute.
We need a first down.
Yeah, you don't play for them.
Yeah. We should have went for the field goal.
When you're talking about your team, never say we. You don't play for them.
Right.
Be a man.
And then, the broads that come in and they're like, oh, I don't even know who's playing. Who's playing today? And you fucking tell them. And they're like, oh, I like that team. I'm going to root for that team.
Yeah.
And so you have to listen to them fucking, fake cheer about something that they don't give a flying fuck about.
I know. Everyone else cheers, so they jump up and shake their tits
and ass.
Just go up to a random broad at a Super Bowl party and smell her hair. Be a man.
See, now that I've been alienated and have no friends, I don't get invited to parties anymore like that. So yeah. I'm cool.
I'll watch it by
myself in solitude.
There was one year that, I mean, he used to have these huge parties. I got 3 numbers at his place.
You know, those stories, now that would be cool. A husband and wife show up at the game at some guy's house, and that wife goes upstairs and gets drilled by somebody else.
Yeah.
That would be a nice fucking party to remember.
Kind of like boogie nights.
Yeah.
Guy goes upstairs and watches his wife get fucking...
Wouldn't that be fucking hot?
Yeah. Super Bowl orgy.
Oh, my God. Went to a Super Bowl party with my husband? Yeah, that's nice. You won't believe what happened. I fucked his best friend, Bill.
I think bringing wives to a Super Bowl party is one thing, but the people that just bring broads, just random broads to bring them, fucking,
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a Super Bowl party like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. I banged this broad a few times. Here and there, she ended up coming. She was real fucked up. So she's like talking to all these different guys there, which, you know, she wasn't like a slut or anything. She was just, you know, being social or whatever. And all of a sudden, she disappeared. So she calls me, texts me, and she's like, yeah, I left because I'm all, where'd you go? She's like, I left because I feel like no one likes me there. What are you fucking talking about?
It's not about you, sweetheart. It's about watching the fucking game.
It was one of the most fucked up things ever. She's like, I feel like nobody likes me there. And she's like talking to my friends and stuff, you know. And she's like disappeared. It was fucked up.
She has tremendous insecurity and vanity. You know what I mean?
She had a nice ass.
Yeah. But she had a hell of an ass.
Oh, God. You had a great ass.
Oh, my God.
You're a great ass.
She used to sweat when I banged her, though. She'd be on top of me. She's fucking, I grab her back, she'd be all sweaty.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like when you're fucking drowning in a pool.
Not when
of
it's
sweat.
Fucking like 12 degrees out.
Be a man. Experience!
So there was a new experiment on rats trying to find out whether or not excessive drinking will make men cheat on their partners.
Obviously.
I mean, obviously it does. It makes women cheat on their partners.
What are these rats to find out? Just ask me.
Two-legged rats.
I'll give you an answer.
That's a wasteful experiment.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like such a stupid experiment.
Why, rats faithful to each other?
I don't know. I'd have to find a couple of fucking rats
fucking
and see what's going on.
Yeah. They have one fucking rat gets knocked up. They have 18 fucking pups at a fucking time.
But apparently, like, people are up in arms saying that it's a cruel experiment. Like, what exactly are the... So they're pumping the rats full of booze, put them around other rats and see if they fuck them? Like, what kind of experiments are they doing?
They're going to bang anything anyways, I would think, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I hate rats. I never even thought of them. But you know something? Let them have a good fucking time.
It's a wild animal.
What person has life sucks so bad they're fucking concerned about that?
Yeah.
That a fucking rat's drinking and having
sex. Throw them in
sex.
A room and they're going to cheat anyways on each other. You don't need wine.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking, it's like...
Must be fucking PETA.
Yeah.
Are they mad?
Imagine how shitty life must be as a rat. The least we can do is fucking get them drunk and get them laid.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. I mean, they got a dirty fucking life. A lab rat that's being fed food and booze and fucking broads, right? Come on.
Yeah, so
it's a good life for a rat.
So they have free access to alcohol, drinking up to 15 bottles of wine a day.
When do you sign me and be a man up? For that,
they're drinking
experiment.
15 bottles of wine.
One rat can drink 15 bottles of wine.
Holy shit!
Fucking Boone's Farm.
That would kill anybody.
I feel like a pussy now.
Yeah, but
I feel like such a pussy.
A fucking rat can drink you under the table.
That'd be like you and me drinking 200 bottles of wine.
Be a man. Would you sign up for that fucking experiment? Yeah, of course.
I'll fuck a rat.
Why don't you just test real humans?
Right.
Why don't you just give fucking John Smith down the street a fucking 30-pack and see what happens?
How about the broads who play that game? Whatever happened last night, I don't really know, but it can't happen again, whatever it was. I was drunk. Yeah. Don't tell my husband.
Always an excuse.
Right? I was drunk card. I didn't know what I was doing. You took advantage of me.
I'm usually not like this.
Yeah, right. I've only done this with Kevin.
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
Obviously, we said that it was like it's a heavy drinking holiday, and that's why bringing broads to these things, I look at it like it's a frowned upon thing, and it should be, because we said that it's like a whole day thing, and we know that broads aren't good at fucking marathon drinking.
No.
They suck at it. So 9 times out of 10, by the time kickoff starts, they're fucking shit-faced and they're a liability. And you have to fucking keep your eye on them so they're not ruining everybody else's party. That sucks. I've had a lot of those
situations.
That's
what you call a broken arrow.
Yeah.
What you really want the broad, if you're going to bring one, is for her not to drink so you can drink 30 and she drives you home.
Yeah.
But if they get fucked up, they fucked up the whole recipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's always nice. The ones that you can, and especially now with the Ubers. Why don't you take an Uber home?
Oh, the Ubers. Right. Everybody can get rid of anybody now with the Uber.
Oh, yeah.
I called you an Uber. Go outside. They'll be here in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Black Camry. Yeah. Go out.
You pay and pay for. You call and pay for. It's worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking Ubers left and right, man.
Oh, yeah. I wore pants for the new set.
Yeah, you look good in the pants. It's funny, I never saw you in pants.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen you in fucking non-sweatpants or shorts.
Maybe, yeah. Probably.
I mean, same with me, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I said, my kids, it was so fucked up that if I put on dirty jeans, they go, where are you going all dressed up?
Yeah, well, I ain't going to gym. Usually I'm going to the gym like one day. I mean,
yeah.
Taking a day off because we're having some beers this early. And I want to show my package off a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Probably won a lot of fans with this broadcast right here.
Huge balls.
You wear underwear? I forget.
Yeah.
I do. Wear the tighties or your balls? I'm
a boxer guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't find the balls fucking flop around?
No, the balls are tight.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, friends. Want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Yeah, see, my balls get some sag.
I get loose, long balls.
I need support in the balls.
I had that fucking hernia operation. I had that hernia operation.
How's that?
It fucking just kills my balls.
Your balls hurt?
Yeah. My balls still hurt like 2 months later.
Really?
Yeah. And like when I'm doing heavier weights, I'm not doing what I was before the operation. But I'm going up on the weight, but afterwards it fucking aches. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, it's like someone's fucking got a semi-firm grip on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
just, you know, Chauncey.
Fucking. It just feels like somebody fucking went in there and really fucking jostled you around. You know,
this is jostled.
This is 2 months later. You know, I had it done about 2 months ago.
I hate when your balls feel jostled.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking sack was like the size of a fucking. Looked like a beehive.
You should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah, it was fucking. Really? Unbelievable. Oh,
a fucking beehive bubble. Do you have the hernia operation too?
Yes, I did.
But
really.
Yours was. Real bad. Was it your balls getting strangled or something?
No, my intestines were in my ball bag. Okay. Like a big chunk. And so fucking a couple of times I had broads that were fucking rummaging around down there. And they were like, what the fuck is this? It was like alien cargo. It was like.
So I meant the intestines went into the bag?
Into the bag, but it always went on the right side. So it just looked like I had one elephantitis nut.
One hung low.
Oh, yeah. And I lived that way for like a good year and a half, swinging the thing around.
It's dangerous, man.
What kind of hernia was it classified as? You know, like
I have no idea. But it was.
Somebody, I got one. They call it a ventral. He's got a different one. You know?
Yeah, mine was fucking like I push it down. You could push the intestine. the intestine back in.
Oh, yeah. I could do that with my balls. I could fucking squeeze them and it would shoot back in.
Really? Wow.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was a cool party trick.
Say, honey, watch this trick. Watch this. See my giant fucking ball?
Now you see
it?
I'm going
to go like this and make it this fucking big. I'm going to shove the fucking remainder back into my stomach.
Be a man.
Experience. Why do you even go to a Super Bowl party if you don't give a shit about the game?
Well, everyone likes a party.
Yeah.
Social event. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I got no problem with broads being there. Like, at his party, it's always fucking, like, hot chicks with big tits and sweaters on and fucking jeans, nice hair.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah. If it's like that, then there's some incentive to go.
His wife at the time always had hot friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big tits.
How about the guys who are screaming, you know, like fucking lunatics at every little fucking thing in the play?
Without any money on the game.
And they, you know what I really hate? When guys slap each other five.
Yeah, like they're on the team.
Like
it's
you're on the
so
fucking.
Uncomfortable, too. I feel like I always have, like, a bad connection percentage. Yeah. Everyone's,
it's uncomfortable.
Everyone's torqued up, and you're, like, missing, and it's.
Well, you know what it is? It's like when I used to go to church, you go, may we all turn to each other now, offer each other the sign of peace. I went, oh, fuck that. I'm not that into it.
The good thing about COVID, a couple of times I went during COVID, they they got rid of that.
You just do the nod, right?
Wasn't that awful?
Yeah.
You look around and go.
Now you just do the the nod.
I don't go, though, anymore. Yeah. But that's how it is when some guy looks at you and wants to slap you five because they fucking got a first down.
Yeah calm down. Have another beer, you fucking phony.
How about this? You misconstrue it, you fucking sucker punch him because you thought he was coming at you.
Sorry. Self-defense.
He was dropped with a fucking 6-inch right. Boom. Out.
But, I mean, it is if you consider it a holiday, it has it all. It has drinking. It has degenerate gambling. It has overeating.
That's tits.
It has tits, football. It's, like, all of that shit. It's all, like, the best things.
I feel this year, the way things are, you have the potential to have 35 beers before kickoff. The way Be a Man's going, right? How about this? You offer a contest. You'll shoot one Be a Man beer for every first down in the game.
Oh, okay.
And live to fucking tell about it.
But that's what makes the game the best is gambling on it, even if it's like shit like that, like fucking, even if it's a couple of bucks.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of prop bets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know, everyone knows someone who has a square.
Yeah.
People have been hitting me up for two squares for like
they
2
suck.
Months.
Yeah. Want to get involved in my square? Fuck off. What am I going to do with your fucking $300-$400? Shove it up your ass. I don't give a fuck. Like square. How about when you're out of the square right away, you go, fuck this. I want my money back.
Yeah.
Well, there was a kid in town. It was like a $1,000 square, which is, what, $100,000?
Oh, Jesus
he ran
Christ.
It. He was a bartender. He ran and he took off.
No shit.
Fucking Bernie Madoff shit. Running fucking scams.
Yeah, he took off.
Square.
You ever win any big bets or anything on Super Bowl Sunday, B-Man?
No, just, you know, some squares I get sucked into playing them and, you know, once in a while I hit them.
Never won shit.
Not bad.
You know what I like about a Super Bowl party, too? You know, like some guy shows up with his wife, a normal guy, ends up shit-faced, starts a fight, and just has to fucking leave. Wouldn't you like to be that guy? Go, you hear about John Fury? Oh, he showed up. Everything's fine.
Taken by the scruff.
And they started
neck.
Doing fucking Sambuca. Next thing you know, he got a scuffle with the host.
Have you ever seen any, like, fights or scuffles at Super Bowl parties?
Well, yeah. At the Italian club.
Yeah,
there was some shit going on.
Yeah, but, you know,
it's a party's up there. No,
not
shit.
Not a house, though.
Yeah, not at a house. But
that's what I'm saying, at a house. One of them boobs with like a fucking biff with a sweater around his neck. When those guys get shitty, that's who you want to see fucking KO'd.
What's worse, those dudes or fucking like just drunken broads?
Listen, drunken whores are the best. We know that.
I said drunken broads, not drunken whores.
Well, all broads are whores.
Well, if there's somebody else's fucking whore, you know?
All broads are drunken whores.
Be a man. Experience!
Did you guys hear about fucking Antonio Brown?
Do another nut, huh?
So he's in the news again as he exposes an explicit picture of his kid's mother on Snapchat.
Revenge porn.
Only last month, he was in hot water for exposing himself to a woman in a hotel room in fucking Dubai.
So it's like,
lucky he made it out of there.
Like, he did the same thing that he's fucking accusing her of.
I don't think he's going to be around too long, this guy.
He's really a loose cannon, isn't he?
Yeah.
He fucked up in the head.
Yeah. How many celebrities has this happened to that they just couldn't keep their fucking dick in their pants?
You get that hit from Burfict. Remember in the playoffs on that Saturday night? I think ever since then he's been fucked up.
He's fucked up, this guy.
He's probably a little fucked up before that.
His whole vendetta with the whole Brady thing in the picture. Yeah, weird shit.
He took his shirt off, ran off the field.
I mean, the guy's clearly fucked. I don't see him being a long timer on this earth.
He was fun. What a great talent, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking great talent.
What are some of the other fucking celebrities that fucking couldn't keep their fucking dick in their pants? I mean, like, fucking, you got, like, Louis C.K., fucking Epstein, right?
Louis C.K. It was more just keeping his dick in his pants.
No, it wasn't. He said that he asked for consent and got it. The consent. And then after the fact, he said every time he did it, it wasn't like they were fucking like going and taking a couple of appetizers off the craft service table and turned around and his dick was in their face. It was like a whole thing. Like, he asked permission. It was like a presentation. Like, it was a thing. And the fact that fucking that he went under so hard for it. It's like, I saw him do a joke. He was like, if anybody, if you ever ask a woman if you can pull your dick out, don't do it. If she says, yes, it's okay, don't do it. So he got nailed by people that consented, but then after the fact said that they didn't, and nobody else was there. She said.
Nobody knows the real fucking dealio. The amazing thing is that he was canceled at least temporarily, but now he's back.
He's coming back.
Maybe not at full force yet. He was on Joe Rogan the other night.
Yeah.
And, you know, they played a blurb on Jesse Waters last night of what he was saying on Rogan. But I think the border should be wide open and let as many people come as they want. Something really stupid.
Yeah.
But there he is back. Why wasn't he fully and totally canceled like some other people who've done less?
Because I feel like fucking like people knew it was bullshit. Like, you know? Out the gate, like, it wasn't, like, it was, like, that crazy of a thing. But that was, like, he hit right at the beginning of the fucking Me Too movement. And that was fucking, it didn't look good on paper. And fucking, they hung him out to fucking dry. But he is coming back.
Well, he is coming back, but some of the others are not fucking allowed back.
Brad Pitt was charged with indecent exposure in 1988. Mooned a bunch of people on the Pacific Coast Highway in California. Anthony Kiedis, he pulled his dick out. PB Herman, he pulled his fucking dick
out. Fucking Jim Morrison did it.
Jim Morrison pulled his fucking dick out. Lenny Dykstra.
I mean, unless it's on fucking tape, nobody knows the real truth. Yeah. Anybody can say anything.
Yeah.
So you go like this. At the very least, you go like the Miranda warning. You want me to whip it out? I'll whip it out. You want me to whip it out? I'll whip it out.
Yeah.
You need double confirmation.
Yes. Triple confirmation.
Even then, though, they'll lie when you make it famous. They'll go, you know that Tonzo from the Be A Man podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he exposed himself to me in fucking 2023.
It would never happen.
So what do you expose yourself? What do? You just whip your dick out in front of a girl and that's it?
Yeah, what's the big deal? give me the fucking electric chair.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Be a man.
Experience! So now it seems like fucking... Like, Super Bowl Sunday is kind of like, now it has to be all inclusive. Like, originally it's kind of like a man holiday, but now it's like it has to be everyone and everything.
Yeah, broads, like, ever since, especially around here, since the Patriots did so good, like, broads are fucking huge football fans now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're as into it without the Patriots.
Yeah, although exactly.
With Brady playing in Tampa, some of them may be still with that. But say once that all goes away, a lot of the broads, I feel, will drop off. Unless the local team is in it.
Yeah.
When the local team isn't in it, even then, I'm not that big a fucking fan.
Was it 2018 the last time they won? So it'll be five years. I mean,
I'm only for fucking champions.
Yeah.
I'm a fair weather fan.
I feel like the games where it's not like the home team involved, that maybe then it's like, you know, like an insiders only or like a man party. It's
right.
Yeah, you almost have to have the broads there when the Patriots are in it.
Well, because it's a buffer. Say it's a fucking blowout. Like, all right, the Patriots came back that year, the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
But say it's a legit blowout, the other team ain't coming back, and it's early into it. You go, this sucks.
Yeah.
So then maybe you want the broadside, or maybe grab one in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Say, the game sucks. Maybe I can corral this fucking pig into the other room.
Yeah. I like watching the puppy bowl. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah. You know, it's, they have these lingerie ball, too.
That's right.
Yeah. How about if you're the guy, like, you know how they throw the coats on the fucking bed and shit if it's cold out?
Yeah.
You shoplift from the guest. They go, one of my invitees rummaged through the fucking pockets. A fucking wallet. Yeah, my wallet's gone too. Well, that's a cool move.
Diff off for not keeping a wallet in their pants. Fucking idiots.
I've seen people going through like coats and fucking like the bed situation, like rummaging through pockets.
I will say this. I do look in the medicine cabinet.
I was just trying to say.
For benzos.
I was at a Super Bowl party one year and there was... I was younger. I was probably like 13 or 14. And like all the adults were downstairs and me and my buddies were upstairs watching the game. And one of the drunken broads filtered her way upstairs and she wanted to fucking triple team us. There was three of us.
Really?
Wow.
How old was she?
She was probably like 46. She was beaten up and she was shit-faced.
She had a fucking blue load on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the other adults kind of was like, where the fuck is Susan? You know, where the fuck did she go? And then found that she was upstairs and she was like, she was getting pulled out of the room saying that she'd fucking triple team
us. Her face was all fucking wrinkled up in a fucking stick of bowling ball up her twat. No problem. Right? Real fucking dirty drunken whore.
How about some broad brings another broad, like innocently to the fucking Super Bowl? I can't believe I brought you and you try to triple team the men.
How about the guy that's fucking worried about the fucking hag and trying to grab her?
Yeah.
Her face looks like a fucking prune or fucking cunt's the size of a fucking to Grand Canyon. He's fucking worrying about her. You know? What a loser he is.
If she wants to triple team fucking 3 13-year-olds, fucking go for it.
I mean, you guys should have blew loads all over.
Can you imagine being that guy who has to put up with that shit?
He's a fucking
imagine
loser.
Your wife's a fucking whore. What a fucking loser. You accept it
was
like
it a wife or a girlfriend?
Cockhole.
I think it was a girlfriend. It wasn't
a
wife.
A fucking loser.
I fucking shit can her so fucking fast she wouldn't know what happened.
Yeah.
How's she doing now, Tons? She's probably like 80 right now.
Yeah,
right?
She's probably 80 now.
She's probably dead. She probably died like 2 days later.
I knew this guy in a fucking movie brought his fucking wife to the thing, right? And she drank. Oh, I gotta watch her when she drinks. She's a good kid, but when she drinks, she's a little wild. I go, don't take her.
But wild how?
Let her loose, flirty. Oh, flirty. Imagine you bring your broad to a thing and she's flirting with another man.
I'd never be with a broad like
never.
That.
Never.
I can be like more that, embarrassing. As a man, that's the most embarrassing thing.
You need
thing.
To fucking make a scene right on the spot. Oh, say you witness that.
Oh, yeah.
You need to fight the guy, even though he's innocent, who's on the receiving end, and you got to fucking deal with the broad.
And you have to make her feel small. Everybody has to hear it. Everybody has to know it. You have to make a scene.
You divorce her right on the fucking spot, right in front of the Super Bowl party. You go, you're fucking dead to me. You're dead to me. I want this fucking party over now.
Yeah.
I was, one of the broads at my stable came up to
stable
up to Naples to my
stable.
My cousin Tony Saragusa's benefit. She's like all over these fucking NFL guys. Like,
oh yeah,
someone NFL said, groupie. Like, oh, look at all over Jason Taylor. Like, I don't give a fuck. She's like 1 of 10. I'm going to end up banging her. You know,
that's all that matters.
Yeah, but she was like fucking shit faced. I was like, whatever. I really don't give a fuck. If it was my girlfriend. Wife, I'd be mad. I really
fucking broads, man.
Yeah,
these athletes have no shortage, huh? No. Could be some fucking jerk, 80th man on the team. You're still getting some leftover.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But like this whole thing, it's like before it used to be Super Bowl Sunday, and now there's fucking this media week. It's like a 2.5 week fucking event.
Dude,
like,
they almost didn't have that this year because of the guy almost dying.
Oh yeah,
the guy from Buffalo.
That was fake.
No, I mean,
he shook it right off. He'll be back in the fucking league next year.
It actually worked out pretty good because the guy's, I think, fairly healthy.
Yeah.
And they canceled that game. They just didn't count it.
Yeah.
Really not going to really affect too much.
How about that fucking guy, man? They say you hit just at the right moment when the heart was beating a certain way, the thing, whatever, right?
Probably hasn't happened before.
I feel it was a publicity stunt to rally the team. He really had a fucking cold.
Unfortunately, they called the game. You know?
I mean, the Patriots are lucky they didn't get totally fucking smoked with all that emotion.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. I mean, sports radio sucks, but isn't it 10 times worse, like, fucking before the Super Bowl? It's just, like, the same stories and the same shit fucking over and over and over.
I quit sports radio for years. I only listened when there's discord and finger-pointing. Like, say the Patriots were in it, and they fucking, all the finger-pointing. That's what I like.
Like it this week, then.
Belichick insulting. This one sucks. You suck. Brady sucks. That's when it's good.
They're saying they're getting rid of Jones, supposedly. He's getting traded to Vegas.
Is he?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
He sucks,
though. Sounds about right.
I thought he was decent last year.
When he gets traded, he'll be a superstar. You know that, right?
Of course.
Maybe.
It would be with his boy McDaniels.
Fucking McDaniels. He sucks, too.
As a coach, yeah.
He can't be a head coach. So far, no good.
He's a QB coach and OC, yeah.
He's a fucking second banana.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Second banana.
So far, fucking McDaniel. Not showing me too much as a head coach.
He sucked in Denver, came back.
You're a fucking ball kisser for Belichick. Yeah. Without Belichick's balls in your mouth, you're nothing.
Balls in your mouth.
You know, Belichick should go fuck off and screw somewhere.
Yeah, he's on for at least one more year.
He's turned into
a
curmudgeon.
He sucks, too. You know something?
He's always been that way.
He's fucking overrated as they come. I'm sorry. Brady, he's a fucking run-of-the-mill 500 coach like every other fucking coach.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's human nature. The guy's like, 71 now? It's just like he's slowed down. He's tired when he's getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, but think about it, right? Without the fucking top quarterback, what the fuck's he done? He's 500-ish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. At best.
So it's time for him to leap off a fucking bridge and get out.
Yeah, a lot of stupid moves with the
fucking
coaching.
He's a stubborn prick, isn't he?
Yeah.
He does things to like say fuck you.
He makes like $25 million a year.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Sourpuss prick. Although they keep saying what a fun guy he is off football.
I know people that know him did say he's just a regular good guy.
Regular guy, Bon Jovi. Go what? I'll watch the game. You know, I'm gonna watch the Super Bowl.
I'm not gonna watch any halftime activities ever again because that's when they try to fucking jam all the wokeness and everything's like a fucking Benetton ad.
Oh my god.
It's just
that's when I go back out and fucking stick my face in the food again.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's when you refeed, maybe go and pick up some more drugs if you already went through the first batch. Like that's maybe watch the puppy bowl and do prop bets on that.
Yeah, man, and you switch around too. It's not like you're fucking, especially if you're by yourself.
Is that at halftime? The puppy bowl's at halftime?
Yeah, they run it all day.
Yeah. I like the lingerie bowl.
Yeah, that's
like I said.
I won $50 on the Bud Bowl one year. Ooh. That was a good year.
If the NFL had any fucking brains, they'd be promoting Be A Man fucking beer, the best beer in the fucking world right now.
We're going to get it in Gillette.
At the Super Bowl, right?
Ah, man, that would be huge.
When I go to Patriots games down there, I mean, they're all, everyone, you know, like 90% of the football fans are Be A Man fans. So.
Oh, yeah, and those cans, they charge like fucking like $18 for those cans.
Exactly. Yeah,
after I finish this can, I'm going to crush it on my fucking head like they do.
Yes.
Be A Man.
Experience. I won't be at any parties. I know this already in advance. I'll be in my fucking room with the door closed. The party days for me are over. But as far as the Super Bowl, I did see the very first one. That was my heyday. I loved it. So there's that like vestige of that memory of loving the Super Bowl and seeing pretty much all of them, and at least partially.
Yeah.
So I'll tune in, but I don't tend to stay with it like I used to.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like that still just watch it for, like, nostalgia purposes.
Yeah. I mean, it was better before. Everything's too fucking glitzy and bullshitty and long and drawn out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and now fucking you add the wokeness into it.
It's just a semi-holiday, just like, you know, my pants, I have a semi-hot on.
Yeah. You know? I think it's always semi.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be A Man Experience.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And
building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.